Two Democratic members of Congress from the D.C. area, Steny Hoyer and Eleanor Holmes Norton, requested an inspector general's investigation to determine whether the move was legal. The report found that while the relocations themselves pass muster, the money to pay for them does not. That's because USDA failed to provide certain information by a congressional deadline. USDA is calling the rules requiring that information unconstitutional, but the inspector general's report said USDA had read those same rules differently in other matters. Norton and Hoyer called on USDA to halt the moves. Many Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture employees chose to leave their jobs rather than relocate. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.